Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news on KYW News Radio.
We have a SEPTA bus fire at a depot, the Midvale Depot right now, Nicetown, Tioga. It appears about 20 buses or so are on fire, thick black smoke. KYW's Connor Barkon is on the scene. Connor, what are you seeing?
Carol, I mean, just so much smoke. I mean, really an amazing amount of smoke, and it can be seen from so far away that it really just makes you wonder what's going on. I mean, right now, what I see here is just a large response. You have medics on scene, firefighters on scene. You even see some medics trying to direct traffic. And it's kind of right now mayhem here in terms of traffic, in terms of trying to get through this area and drive through this area. Again, this is near Route 1 and Roberts Avenue. There are about 20 buses that are on fire in a tightly packed parking lot. Most of these buses are gutted. SEPTA says that they have been decommissioned. SEPTA actually refers to this space as a bus graveyard. So it is safe to assume these buses aren't going to be like circulated or put into use anytime soon. However, just the massive amount of smoke here. Like I said, I could see it on my way to the scene from the Schuylkill Expressway. And, you know, there is some effects that are happening. There are some effects that are happening because of that. People are tapping the brakes on the road. People are seeing the smoke and wondering what's going on. So, Carol, a whole lot is happening out here. But if you're seeing the smoke, and I can see it right now, it looks like a fresh plume is just billowing out. It's very active. It's happening now. You need to keep this in mind if you're on the road. Try to not let it distract you because it can be seen for miles and miles away.
Yeah, this smoke coming out of this is very, very thick and heavy. And we're seeing it drifting over the roadways there. And I think Connor make a good point that it's not just visibility. It might be hampered by the smoke, but then you have the gapers delay of people trying to figure out what's going on. And that's going to cause or is causing all kinds of problems out there. How close are you? Have you been able to get to this?
Right now, I'm at Wissahickon Avenue and Roberts Avenue. This is where fire engines have stationed themselves and try to block traffic and not allow anybody go further down Roberts Avenue. That is how you can get closer to the fire. But Carol, talking about this smoke again, you know, I mentioned I see some billowing out of there. It's moving so quickly. Like you can see a little bit pop up at the lowest level of my visibility, and before you know it, it's in the sky in a matter of seconds. So this is just something that is really, really massive.
It is massive, and it doesn't look like they are anywhere near to really getting a handle on this. It is nearly impossible for firefighters to get to these buses. They are packed in. We're talking dozens of buses on the sides and back, and then where the fire started, these buses were against a stand of trees and brush. So the first things up were ladders, and they're shooting, water down from above. It's the only way they can get close to this. But now we're seeing firefighters. There is like an access road that goes around it. We are seeing firefighters now on the ground squirting water on this, trying to stop it from spreading any more in that direction. But I think it's really, really difficult for firefighters to be able to get a handle on this and to stop it from spreading in other directions because the buses are just jam-packed in there. Earlier, we had seen SEPTA towing a bus away. It looked like they were going to try to tow the buses out of there, but now we haven't seen that happening for quite some time. And that almost seemed like a futile attempt because there are so many, dozens upon dozens. At one point, I counted, I think, close to 100 buses packed in here, and there's really no way for firefighters to access this on foot right now. You want to keep it tuned here to KYW News Radio. We have a reporter, as you heard, on the scene, and we will be following this breaking news for you. Again, dozens of SEPTA buses, decommissioned buses on fire at the depot in Nicetown, Tioga, with thick black smoke arising from this. You're going to see it from Roosevelt Boulevard, Hunting Park Ave, and as you heard Connor Bark on, he even saw it from the Schuylkill.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.